Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, and I want to talk about some of the top things that keep small business owners up at night. If you ask a small business owner, how's business? Invariably, they'll tell you, well, I can always use more customers. So if someone asks you what's the greatest concern of small businesses, you'd be forgiven for being wrong if you said they need more sales, because that's what most people think, right? Especially politicians. But when it comes to buying and selling, small business owners are pretty good at that. Every company is founded and has been built on doing those things. But operating a small business in the 21st century has become much more complicated than ever before, which is why people who know small businesses know the best way to find out what's really going on is to ask the owner what keeps them up at night. One organization that knows how to ask small business owners the right questions is the National Federation of Independent Business, the NFIB. As you know, their monthly index of small business optimism, Bill Dunkelberg's survey, which we talk about every month on the show here, has been the gold standard for 43 years. They also have a quadrennial report, though, that speaks directly to the what keeps you up at night question. It's the NFIB Small Business Problems and Priorities Survey. And in the 2016 report, you might be shocked to learn that more sales came in at 45 out of 75. That's right. Not even in the top 50%. How about that? With an almost 15% response from 20,000 members that they surveyed, 2,831 small business owners told the NFIB in the fourth quarter of last year that their greatest challenges weren't the competition, that was number 31, or social media, that was 64, or online retailers. I bet you thought that was in the top group, right? Well, that was 61. But what about poor profits? Nope. 16. Even the most initiated observers of small businesses, like me, for example, would feel safe in presuming that cash flow would be number one. But this primordial Main Street challenge is actually number 25. If you listen to politicians, you'd think needing a loan is what wakes small business owners up at 2 a.m. Surely you know better than to listen to politicians when it comes to small businesses or the marketplace. Because needing a loan is almost last 70 out of 75. How about that? Remember that monthly NFIB index I mentioned earlier? Well, since 2007, it's reported that small business owners have been adhering to what I call the great deleveraging. That's what's been going on for the last dozen years. I mean, 10 years at least. The great deleveraging. Small business owners don't want no stinking loans. That's what they're saying month after month, over and over again. I've reported it right here on my show all those years. And you know I have. You've been listening. So what is the numero uno greatest small business challenge of the 75 questions? Drum roll, please. The cost of health care. Obamacare. Number two is oppressive government relations. Oppressive government regulations, number two. Number three is federal income tax on business. Number four is uncertain economic conditions. Number five is tax compliance complexity. And six through nine of the top things that wake small business owners up at night are all government-related. This next point is very instructive. The first operating challenge to break through the top 10 is actually number 10. Finding qualified employees, number 10. So let's review. Nine of the top 10 greatest small business challenges, nine of the 10 things that wake small business owners up in the middle of the night are directly associated with their connection to the government. Some might say healthcare costs are not the government's fault, but that would be Rip Van Dupas, who just woke up from a 7-year nap and never heard of Obamacare. To be fair, let me hasten to add that the cost of healthcare was a small business challenge prior to Obamacare. Remember that? We had double digits in the decade before that. And this law did bend the price curve as promised, right? Unfortunately for small business, for the small business sector, Obamacare bent the cost curve up, not down. Thanks to the NFIB survey, President Trump and the 115th Congress cannot say that they don't know where to start helping small businesses. Indeed, they're neck deep with the Obamacare repeal and replace debate right now. But here's some breaking news. We polled our online audience about that issue. We asked them, what should the government, Trump, President Trump and the Congress, do? What should they do about Obamacare? And we asked things like, should they get rid of it right now? Should they take time? Should they leave it like it is, et cetera, et cetera? Well, 94% of you said yes to repeal and replace. But half of you said, take the time to do it right. So that's a wake-up call. That's breaking news for President Obama and for the 115th Congress. The leadership there, we want you to, 94% of us want you to repeal and replace Obamacare. Let's get rid of that sucker. But do it right. Take the time to do it right. There's no doubt that 26 million American small business owners with healthcare costs on their mind had a significant impact on the November election. So my advice to the political class of all three parties, the Democrats, the Republicans, and the Trumpicans, is to take the time to get health care right this time and then quickly start reducing the other 8 non-operating challenges government is imposing on the most important job creators in America, the heroes of the Main Street economy, small businesses. Because you know what I believe, small business owners, and I bet you agree with me, what's good for small business is good for the world. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. You marry a music
man. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.